Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And I greet you as always in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And oh, I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. In fact, He came to be yours, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. That's speaking of you, sir, ma'am, if you don't know Christ as your Savior. If you don't know for sure if you were to die today, right now. If you don't know for sure if you were to die today or right now, you'd go to heaven. This message is for you. Listen, Jesus came for you. Jesus came again to seek and to save. That was the law I just read this morning in my personal devotion. He said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Well, Debbie and I are glad to be here. We're honored and always humbled that you invite us to be a part of your day and your home and your life and your car, wherever you may be. We're just absolutely excited to death about this privilege to preach the Word of God and to share the music, the blessings that God has laid on Debbie. Her abilities are just phenomenal. Her heart and spirit are too. And she's got a song picked out for you. The title of it is Saved by Grace. I just told a young man, we're doing some work at our church. Actually, we're building a new building, the making of this program originally. And talking to one of the young men that's a part of the crew working on it. He's a believer. And I told him, I said, you know, the more I learn about the Word of God, the more I learn about the God of the Word, the more I learn about getting to heaven, I'm more convinced than I've ever been, and I've been convinced that way a long time, that we get to heaven by grace or we won't get there at all. So Debbie's going to sing about saved by His grace. And when she gets done, I'll meet you in the book of Psalms. Psalm 116. And I'll share the message that God's laid in my heart from there.
I was standing alone in the darkness. Jesus said, step in the light. He said that I could be justified if by faith I believe. My heart was so heavy, then the burden was lifted. Now free from guilt and shame, that's when I found mercy and grace. I found it in Jesus' name. Grace, grace, that's what I was after. I found grace when I met the Master. He took me in, gave me peace within. Now I'm saved by grace. No longer do I stand in the darkness. No longer a sinner am I. Freely He gave, so I could be saved. Peace and joy now abide. For all have sinned and come short of His glory. By His blood we're redeemed. I realize I've been set free by faith through His grace. Grace, grace, that's what I was after. I found grace when I met the Master. He took me in, gave me peace within. Now I'm saved by grace. For all have sinned and come short of His glory. By His blood we're redeemed. I realize I've been set free by faith through His grace. I have been saved by faith. I am saved. I'm saved.
thank God. I'm glad to testify and tell you that I am too. I'm saved by the grace of God. And if you get saved, when you get saved, you'll be saved by the grace of God too, or you won't be saved at all. The Bible says, book of Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. In fact, the book of Romans, and maybe I'll get to it later in the message, tells us that He justified us freely. In other words, there was no cause within me or you, sir or ma'am, for Christ to die, for God's only begotten Son to be willing to go to a place called Calvary and die the death that He died, so that He might deliver souls from hell, souls from sin, souls from bondage. But thank God He found love in His heart that motivated Him to die. For God so loved the world, the Bible says, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In the book of Psalm 116, verse 15, listen to what the Word of God says. You've heard this verse many times, and I'm afraid we've heard it so long that we don't really understand it. I mean, sometimes I believe when we hear at a funeral, and it's an appropriate verse, don't take me wrong, it's a great passage to preach from on a funeral message. It's a great passage even to console people who have been dealing with death, or who has had their home or their life shaken or troubled or invaded by death. The psalmist said, precious, verse 15 of Psalm 116, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saint. Now, if we just read that at face value, I mean, if we don't consider some things, if we don't rightly divide the Word of God, if we don't seek for the wisdom of God, if we don't seek for help from the Holy Spirit to enlighten us and enable us and let us see what can be seen, what ought to be seen in this grand verse of Scripture that's easily quoted, it's easily committed to remember, it's easy to put to memory, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints, we might miss the message what this psalmist was saying. And I want to talk to you a little while today about this thought. Why a saint's death is precious. Why a saint's death is precious. Let me say this at the beginning. Our world can scarcely give up godly men and women. I mean to tell you, we don't have enough in them. When one dies, listen, well, I'll tell you what, I believe the world knows it. I believe other brothers and sisters in Christ know it. I mean to tell you, listen, we can scarcely live in this life and do with fewer and fewer and fewer godly men and women, but it's going to happen. I'll tell you this more than one time. I'm sure you live long enough, you're going to die. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment, there are some of us who are living today. Some of us are going to go through the door of death. Some of us who are living today that know Christ as our Savior by the grace of God, we're going to go through the rapture. We're going to be snatched away. We're going to not taste of death. Death is going to be robbed for a certain select few, and how wonderful that is. But I want you to know, friend, the Bible tells us why death for a believer is precious, and there are several reasons, without a doubt, that we'll get to them. And let me tell you a few things about this psalm. No, nobody knows who wrote this psalm except the psalmist and the Holy Spirit. Nobody living today, I'll say it that way. We don't know if there was David. It very well could have been David. We don't know who it was. But I'm going to tell you why. It's a man who wrote about being delivered by the grace of God from death. I love the way he starts this psalm. I love the Lord because, I never will forget that night, Sanford Osborne, an old preacher that's done, gone on now from over in the Oceana area, over at Wyoming County, said, "Hey, preacher, come here." I went to a church to preach, and when I was looking for him to come in the door, and to come in, he said, "Come here, I'm going to show you something." He said, "Open up Psalm 116 and read." Begin to read. And he said, "When I tell you, stop, you stop." And I opened it up. Great man of God. Gracious man of God. Just loved me. I just loved him. I began to read, and I said, "I love the Lord because," he said, "stop right there." Thank God. I'll tell you, listen, if you're a man or a woman that God's delivered you from death, I mean, if you got sick enough to die and God heard your prayer like Hezekiah, He delivered you, I'll tell you, you ought to say, "I love the Lord." Thank God. But let's go a little bit further. If you're sick right now, if you're on your death's door, I mean, if you're at death's door on your deathbed, we can still, can we not, by the grace of God, say, "I love the Lord because," now look, I'm afraid that this verse kind of gives the wrong impression. We look at it and think, well, God's happy that somebody died a violent death, or God's happy that that one of His own died. Well, I'll speak to that. That's what this message is about. I'm afraid, friend, there's a misunderstanding about it because of the word precious. The word precious, and we'll kind of, I'll do some exposition on that and elaborate on that in just a minute. But I'm afraid many times, listen, I believe it is precious. Thank God, listen, one of God's people goes to be with the Lord when their faith is turned into sight, when they're alleviated from their pain and sorrow, this place of suffering, sin, and sadness. Oh, it's a great day, but I'll tell you why. Hurts a lot of people, does it not? Brings a lot of sadness, a lot of sorrow. Listen, friend, it's a fact that some deaths, even for saints, are harsh. I mean to tell you that they're hard. I mean, they're unexpected. We think, why in the world? Why in the world did that ever happen to that godly person? Why in the world did God allow that to happen? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe there's any accidents with God. I believe God the Father is sovereign. I believe He's ruling and reigning. I believe He's over ruling some things and events that go on that Satan and sinners, that those who would follow Him would do certain things. But listen, although I don't understand the mind of God, I understand this, I can trust Him. I can trust God. Listen, friend, I can trust God. Look, to me, death in some degree is shrouded in mystery. I mean, it may be to you too, but it's not to God. It's not to God. And I want you to count on that truth. Look, friend, we don't understand the mystery of death. We don't understand its means. Maybe, hey, I don't know about you, but if I've got to die instead of being snatched away and raptured, I like to do it like my great-grandmother Walker did. I'd just soon lay down someday and go to sleep. I'd go to sleep here and wake up in heaven. Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be good? I mean, I can tell you a lot of ways I think that that would be good to die. But look, I can't choose that. I don't know. I remember Max, a fellow by the name of Max Cook, lives over in the southern part of Boone County. He said this. He said, you know what, I don't fear death at all. He said, death isn't the problem. He said, me getting sick enough to die worries me. Hey, I like his thinking. I like his idea. But look, friend, hey, we may not understand the means of death. I mean, that means of death, that method maybe is the right word. It may be harsh. It may be unreal. It may just be amazing. And I want you to know, the event of death itself is not. Hey, it's true. It's true that a saint's death can be tragic, but death itself isn't. Do you hear me? I mean, the way that a saint dies may be a tragedy, but the event itself is not. But oh, look, friend, look, that it may be a tragedy by the means, but not how God prepared for it. Do you hear? I mean to tell you, God's prepared for every man, woman, boy, and girl's death who put their trust in Him. I mean, God has made eternal preparation for that death and what it affords, what it brings to those saints who did die. They died from this world, but to another one. They may have died from us, but thank God they died unto something. Hey, God has made provision. And that's what the word, that's where the word precious is misunderstood. That word precious, listen, God's provision He's made for the death of saints, regardless of the means, regardless of the message, was costly. That's what the word precious means. It was costly. It was priceless. Don't you know that? Hey, costly, costly, it could say, in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Hey, listen, friend, God knows where we're at. God knows what's going on. God knows that we're going to die. He put the judgment of man upon man of the garden when He said, listen, the day, Adam, Eve, you eat of that tree, you're going to surely die. I mean, death is the judgment of sin. Death is the judgment of disobedience. And God made plans for that, for those of us who are saints, for those of us who have been ransomed, for those of us who have been redeemed. God, listen, made a payment for that. God did something that was priceless in that area. God, listen, paid the cost up to the uttermost, friend, listen, to make sure that the death of His saints was something that was amazing, precious, now watch this, in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. I mean, friend, listen. He did something to take the sting of death away for those who put their trust and faith with in Him. I'm telling you, it was costly for God Almighty. Bless God for the death of His saints. Look, it cost Him His best. It cost Him His only begotten Son. It cost His Son's life. I mean to tell you, not when Jesus died, death brought death to death. His life, Jesus' death, when He cried with a loud voice, gave up the ghost and said, Father, to Thy hand I commend my spirit. When Jesus died there on Calvary, He brought death to death. God gave us the best that He had. God gave us His only begotten Son. God allowed His Son to lay down His life, to shed His blood. He breathed a breath into the nostril of the man in the beginning to give him life. But at Calvary, He shed His blood to give man eternal life. Listen, costly in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Precious friend, precious. God made provision. God made means. God took care of it. God knew it would happen. Oh, friend, but I want to tell you something. God makes it precious through what He did by giving His Son so that the sting of death might be removed. That reminds me of that verse in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 where the writer said, O grave, where's thy victory? O death, where's thy sting? Sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, the writer said, who giveth us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. When Jesus, God's only begotten Son, died at Calvary, when God allowed Him to die at Calvary for me and you as our substitute, I'm telling you, it costs God something. And look, don't get hung up with the means of the way we die. Don't get hung up with the method by which we die. Let's remember what's on the other side. And let's remember, friend, that bless God, we're being released from someplace to someplace. And I want you to know that this passage only refers to the saint. Listen to it again. How precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. It's for a saint. Hey, it's not death to die for a saint. But God takes death seriously. You know that? I mean to tell you, He takes it seriously. And you ought to. It was extremely costly for Him. I mean to tell you, to make the death of saints what it is. And that brings us to our message. Oh, I don't have much time for these 5-6 points that I've got. But let me start really quick. The reason why a saint's death is precious. Number one, it's a release. Thank God. I remember the book of Luke chapter 9, I believe it is. The Luke's account of the transfiguration. When Peter, James, and John was taken up on, I believe it's Mount Hermon, there He was transfigured in front of them. And when Moses and Elias came to meet with Him there, you know what the Bible said in Luke chapter 9? He talked with them. Those two men that have already gone on, those two men, the representative of the law and the prophet, those two men that represented those who had died and those who will be alive when He comes. Moses and Elijah, if you remember, was translated, thank God, or was took up into heaven with the whirlwind. There He spoke to them about His decease or about His release, about His departure, about His exodus. And I can't help but think that old song that says, these bars of bone are but a prison. This house of flesh holds my soul. Hey, folks, one of these days, if you're saved, one of these days, if your sins are under the blood, one of these days, if you put your trust and faith in Christ Jesus, bless God, you're going to lay down, have this old body and put on a new one. Thank God, we're going to have one made like it under Christ. How we're going from sin and sorrow to a place of joy, peace, and happiness. We're going from sickness and pain and death to a place, bless God, where there's no night, where there's no death, where there's no departure. I'm telling you, friend, listen, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints, because it's a release and it's also a reunion. It's not only a release, but it's also total reunion. Hey, one of my favorite verses of Scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. where it says, in essence, and I'm not turning there, and it may not be a perfect quotation of it, but thank God I'll get the essence of it. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Over in the book of Philippians chapter 1, maybe verse 21, I'm not looking at that either. Paul, after he had been dead, stoned at Lystra and Iconium, after he had took a trip up into the third heaven, how to see things are not lawful to utter, when he began to write to the church of Philippi, he said, "Hey, brother, I'm in a strait betwixt two. I've got a desire to part and be with the Lord, but to abide with you in the flesh is more needful." I'm telling you, friend, hey, it's to a reunion. I thank God the Old Testament refers to those that are dying, those great patriarchs of faith that die. It says that you'll be gathered to your people time and again. We read that phrase. We've read that faith, that statement, that faithful promise unto the saints of God. And the Word of God says something like, "And they were gathered to their people." Oh, look, friend, I like what the song says. "I'll not be a stranger when I get to that city. Hey, I'm going to meet my loved ones. I'm going to meet the saints of long ago. Those heroes of faith of mine that lived godly. And that kept the path clear and clean. And that gave me, bless God, this a great body of truth that we preach and teach. And this a doctrine of the apostles. I'll meet them again. And thank God I'll meet my Lord. I'll meet my Savior." Hallelujah. I like it when the New Testament says this, that we'll be known even as we are known. But it's not only a release. It's not only a reunion, but thank God there's going to be a rejoicing. I like that old song, don't you? Everybody will be happy over there. Over there, everybody will be happy over there. It's no wonder writers of music and I write songs and entitle them "Heaven's Sounding Sweeter All the Time." Hey, friend, think about a place. Bless God, listen, where there are angels, strange-looking creatures that have four faces and wings and cry constantly, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." Think about it. Where a place, bless God, where God's sitting on the throne, the elders and the beasts cast down their crowns before them, fall on their face, and cry, "Thou art worthy to receive glory and honor and praise, for Thou hast redeemed us up from all nations." And I'm putting together Revelation 4 and Revelation 5 in that. Thank God, I'm telling you, we're going to have a time. There's going to be a lot of praise. There's going to be a lot of rejoicing. There is going to be a lot of singing in that land. That's not only going to be rejoicing, it's going to be restricted. And boy, this gets heavy right here. Do you hear? Listen, this could be yours. You could have that release. You could have that reunion. You could be in a place where there's rejoicing instead of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. You can be in a place where there's life and joy and liberty and peace and happiness forever and ever, versus being a place of darkness where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. He said, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints." Didn't say anything about the sinner. Even Balaam said, "Oh, let me die the death of the righteous. Let my latter end be like his." That ought to be your prayer, sir, ma'am, if you don't know Christ as your Savior. But here's, listen, the bad news, it's restricted to the saints of God. It's restricted to those who, bless God, have put their trust and faith in Him. All others will die. Everybody's going to die. But there'll be no joy in that death. Oh, there'll be no thing precious in that. But here's the good news, and I am the message today as well as the program. I thank God there's a remedy. I say glory to God. There's a remedy. You can be in that place where you can know that release, have that reunion, be a part of that rejoicing. I bless God that's restricted to the saints of God, cause there's a remedy. It's for the redeemed, the ransom, the blood bought, those regenerated committed souls who have placed their trust in Christ, the finished work that He accomplished at Calvary. Hey, listen, sir, ma'am. Listen to the Spirit of God. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to good conscience. Listen to your conscience. Listen to good common sense. You're going to die. Every state, every city, every hamlet, every town has a cemetery. Every newspaper has an obituary. And I'm telling you, friend, listen, we're going to be listed in that one of these days. It's inevitable that we will die. How about you don't have to die the wrong way? Hey, you might. It's inevitable that you're going to die. Death is coming. But it's not inevitable for you to die the wrong way. Here's what you do today. Recognize you're a sinner. Would you say, preacher, I know I'm a sinner. Well, if you'll do that, you're on the right road. Next thing I want you to do is go before God and say, God, right now, the best I know how, I repent of my sins. You don't have to name them all. Just lump them up and say, God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sin. And now say, Lord, the best I know how, by faith, I trust Christ as my Savior. I ask You to save me. I ask You to forgive me of my sin. I ask You to come into my life and into my heart. And you know what? If you say that, mean it, God will do that very thing. So if you'll realize you're a sinner, if you'll repent of your sin, and if by faith you'll recognize and receive Christ as Savior, guess what He'll do? Friend, He'll come in your life. He'll save you. He'll make you a new creature in Christ. And then you can know why precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Until the next time, my prayers, God bless you and keep you.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. We're on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.